From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Emails in which Donald Trump Jr. expressed interest in obtaining damaging information about Democrat Hillary Clinton from a Russian source during the 2016 presidential election sent shockwaves across the Capitol building. Republican Senator Susan Collins, who serves on the Intelligence Committee, said this.
The emails deserve a thorough investigation. I believe that the committee should interview Donald Trump Jr. as well as everyone else.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham said the emails do not establish that any actual information passed between Russia and the Trump campaign. The United States and Qatar have signed a memorandum of understanding for Doha to take steps to curb terrorism financing. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert told reporters details were still emerging.
Some of the details, I understand, are still being worked out at this hour. The secretary was pleased to be able to announce that piece of work today.
The U.S. is concerned the Gulf dispute could hurt its military and counterterrorism operations and enhance Iran's influence in the region. Qatar hosts the largest U.S. military facility in the Middle East, which aircraft from the U.S.-led coalition used to launch attacks against Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. The commander of coalition forces in Iraq says he hopes Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is deader than a doornail, but he cautioned regardless of whether the terror leader is alive or dead, the fight to reclaim all of Iraq from the group's grip is far from over. While Iraq's prime minister declared victory on Monday in Mosul, the coalition says it's likely it will take weeks to root out as many as a couple of hundred IS fighters still there. This is VOA News.